kiss your face. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made man, man got lonely. He said, please Lord, if I could only have an angel holding my arm. Said God made a girl as best was the one. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a ball, man made a ball. Yeah, man made a ball.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The six construction workers missing after the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore are now presumed to have died. The bridge falling apart after being slammed by a cargo ship early Tuesday. The investigation goes on into what caused the crash, but the economic impacts of the bridge collapse are becoming clear.
More than $80 billion in cargo passes through this port every year, and now shipping and logistics companies are scrambling to find other options to move these massive containers. Shipping in and out of the port is suspended indefinitely through vessel traffic. Cruise ships that were supposed to leave from here are now rerouting to Virginia instead.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze in Baltimore. A Texas law that allows the state to arrest and deport possibly migrants suspected of being in the U.S. illegally will remain on hold for now, thanks to a new ruling today by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Only one winning ticket sold for last night's billion-dollar Mega Millions jackpot in the state of New Jersey. This is ABC News. A special election for a seat in the Alabama State House going to a Democrat who made reproductive rights the center of her campaign.
During her run for a seat in the Alabama State House, Marilyn Lands talked about her own experience with a non-viable pregnancy 20 years ago and the choice she made to terminate it. Her opponent focused on economic issues. Yesterday's turnout was low, but Lands easily defeated Republican Teddy Powell. Strategists of both parties nationally are poring over the results.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan. That election coming on the same day, the Supreme Court heard arguments over the FDA's expansion of access to an abortion drug.
A group of doctors opposed to abortion rights, arguing that if a woman taking the pill needs emergency care, it would put a doctor who opposes abortion in a terrible position. The Justice Department argued that doctors who brought the lawsuit have no grounds to sue.
ABC's Rachel Scott, the decision expected later this summer. And more AI in more phones. Samsung says it will add a new AI capability to some of its older phones in an update set for tomorrow. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Indulge in perfection at Kayla's Kitchen and Closet. From rich espresso to mouthwatering sandwiches and scones, we've got your cravings covered. Need a sharp look? Rent a tux and strut in style. Stop by now on 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls for the ultimate hometown experience.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Menards is your destination for a huge selection of concrete landscaping blocks in stock. There's no limit to what you can create. Find edgers to accent your flower beds, retaining wall blocks to hold back soil, and pavers to build your dream patio. All ready to take home today. Plus, use our landscape design program to get fast, free estimates on your project. Hurry in. Edger blocks are on sale through March 31st.
Save big money at Menards.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court is letting a lower court ruling stand that a group of Amazon delivery drivers in Wisconsin should be classified as employees. The case is being watched closely for its impact on all kinds of different businesses. 20 elected officials across Wisconsin are urging Wisconsin Democrats to vote uninstructed on Tuesday. They're protesting President Biden's support for Israel's war in Gaza. Meanwhile, 6 to 12% of Wisconsin voters may go with one of the third party or independent candidates for president in November.
There's this sense that the American political system is broken and not listening to ordinary Americans. So there's lots of disenchantment.
Political scientist Kathy Kramer speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
March 31st, between the 6:30 a.m. sunrise service and 9 a.m. church service, please come to the Easter breakfast in the Peace Lutheran Church basement. The youth will be serving an egg bake, sausage patties, pancakes, and dessert. Coffee, juice, milk, and water will also be available. The cost is $10 per person, children 5 and under, $5. Again, this is March 31st between the 6:30 a.m. sunrise service and 9 a.m. church service in the Peace Lutheran Church basement.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are the Packers headed to Brazil? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL is considering sending either the Packers or the Browns to Brazil for the season opener against the Eagles. When will they find out? Mark Murphy.
I anticipate probably within the week we'll find out. So it's either us or Cleveland.
NBA, the Bucks had a 19-point lead at home in the fourth quarter, but lost to the Lakers, 128-124 in double overtime. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
We didn't trust the pass tonight. You know, we get away with it some nights because guys make shots, but we lost our trust. Not that concerned by it, but it will scream off the tape.
College basketball, AJ Storr says he's leaving the Badgers and turning pro, eligible for the upcoming NBA draft. Are more players leaving the Badgers program?
Mike, I don't know. They don't know. We see the world we're in, you know, and there'll be other options, I'm sure, what other, you know, if guys want to test the waters in the draft or get feedback.
That's Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's that Price County senior dining menu for tomorrow, Thursday the 28th. They'll be serving up ham tomorrow with scalloped potatoes, squash, and applesauce cake. And by the way, there is no meals available on Friday due to the Easter weekend. So tomorrow, again, scalloped potatoes, squash, and applesauce cake. Locations are in Park Falls, Phillips, Ogama, Cannon, and Brantwood. Price County Senior Dining, 715-339-2158.
At Redmond Realty Group, we redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, we craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Our strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. Pioneers in the Northwoods, we can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive our commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Ulta Beauty's semi-annual beauty event is happening now. Unleash your love for beauty with 50% off daily beauty sales on hair, skin, makeup, and fragrance. Shop your favorite brands like Tarte and Fenty Beauty by Rihanna. Plus, grab perfect hair care pairs from brands like Redken and Olaplex. And check out new arrivals from brands like Charlotte Tilbury and Dyson. Shop the Ulta Beauty semi-annual beauty event online, in-store, or try pickup today. Now through March 28th. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy with off and on light snow showers today. We won't see much in the way of accumulation, but the wind will be out of the west 15 to 25, and that could create some areas of blowing snow at times, especially in the rural areas. High today, 25. Tonight, light snow ending, clearing after midnight, low of 12. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer, handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and it's stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting entries for its annual Air Air Everywhere Poetry Contest. The competition is open to 3rd, 4th, and 5th grade students. More details when we return, but first.
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onyxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR is now accepting entries from 3rd to 5th graders for the Air Air Everywhere Poetry Contest. Now in its 13th year, the annual DNR-sponsored contest is designed to raise awareness of the importance of good air quality in honor of Clean Air Month in May. The DNR encourages teachers and parents to submit original poems and riddles created by their students. The three winning poets will have their work featured on the DNR website and social media channels. Any form of original poetry or riddle is acceptable. Entries must be original work of the student and contain 200 words or fewer. The works must describe air and or the importance of clean air. The deadline to submit entries is Friday, May 3rd. Entries will not be returned. More information on the Air Air Everywhere contest is available on the DNR website. Simply go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Poetry Contest. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, two, three, four. When I was a boy, just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late with the bad boys. Always shoot a pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it make me sick. All the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks. I always got to follow rules. Boy, it make me sick just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel it like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. But soon there come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? So bad, it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
That's my mom. Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's real simple. fancy, I sing. What's the matter, you? You sing, hey. Then I sing it the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, you face. Okay, let's try it really.
Go another edition of Reality Radio at 8:16, and winter is just going to make a rude appearance after not being present or showing up for 3-4 months here. We're getting a taste of winter this morning with temperatures in the teens, rising only into that 25-26 range today, and some light snow. We mentioned earlier, be careful out there, because we did have that transition yesterday as some of that standing water and stuff turned into ice. And that may be into that snow that's there. So just be careful as you're walking around and going to and fro today. That just be careful, because there's some ice under there. We're going to see temperatures warm up into the probably into the 30s tomorrow, and then into the 40s for most of the weekend. It looks like starting Friday, we should be pretty good temperature-wise, even into the 50s as we get into next week. We got some light snow falling around the Park Falls area. And we've got a current temp of 18 degrees. Birthdays, if you got one, we'll do that at 8:30. But we're going to talk with Craig from Bader Sports Center, as we do every couple of weeks, get us updated what's going on with the outdoors. Craig, good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Joel.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. We have, are you adjusting back to winter? I mean, we were kind of just resigned to the fact that, okay, we're not going to have winter. And then as soon as we did that, Craig, yeah.
Yeah, I know. It, Mother Nature is a cruel, cruel woman.
Yes. The moisture is good, though. This will help. We need to get the water levels up a little bit. I know the chain of lakes down there. We're hoping that Mother Nature gives us a little precipitation, right, to help out with that, right?
Well, I'd rather see it wet than white.
Yeah. But. Yeah, exactly. Well, we've got turkey hunting season coming up. For those of you who love to hunt in the outdoors, that's kind of what everybody's talking about right now, right?
Yep. We're starting to see more people come in, get their turkey licenses, turkey stamps. They got picked for the spring turkey draw or spring turkey hunt.
Yeah.
And we've got our blinds out. We've got a good selection of calls in. Camo clothing, of course. Guns and ammo. And I've been talking to a few guys that are getting into crossbow hunting for turkeys.
Really? So, really?
Yep. So we've got some sales on some 22, 23 model crossbows down there and the broadheads you need for turkey hunting.
So they have the option. They can use either one, I guess, when they get their license. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I guess it's probably a little cleaner way, maybe.
Well, it's kind of interesting. There's some guys that are totally into the bow or the crossbow hunting for turkeys. Most guys are still using shotguns, and we've got a good selection of new guns and ammo for those folks.
Yeah. Turkeys are always known for being pretty stupid animals, but one thing they do have is pretty good eyesight. That camo is pretty important for turkey hunting, isn't it?
Yep. And turkeys also have a pretty good sense of smell. So we've got a pretty good selection of scent-killing soaps and laundry detergent down there, so you can get the human stink off your clothes and off your body.
All right. So, and there's, like you had told me earlier, there's 6 zones in the state of Wisconsin. Is that what you had told me?
6 zones, and there's 6 seasons in each zone.
Okay.
They last a week. They start on Wednesday, so 3 weeks from today is the opening day of the first season. There are still some bonus permits for some of the zones, 6 and 7, which are north of Highway 8 and east and west of Highway 13. So the zones that Park Falls and Phillips are in have no bonus permits, but there are still some for the second 2 seasons down in Zone 4, which is south of Highway 8 and west of 13.
All right. All right. So the turkeys will be moving around. You said you've been seeing a lot of them down in the Phillips area, southern Price County, huh?
Yeah, I saw a big flock the other day just down the road from where I live, and a big tom sitting in the middle of the road all fanned out and cackling away.
All right. So everything you need for whatever it may be for turkey hunting, baiters, you guys got what they need, right?
Correct. And I'm just getting back to the crossbow thing. We do carry Excalibur crossbows, and they are having a promotion where if you buy certain models of crossbows, you get a free crossbow case with that. And that goes through the end of April.
Okay. All right. And if handguns or long guns, whatever it may be, you guys got all those down there too?
Yep.
It's always nice to be able to see it, feel it, touch it before you buy it, right?
Yep. The only thing you can't do down there is shoot it.
Is shoot it. But we kind of get the point of what's going to happen there. But they're able to do the crossbow a little bit though, right?
Yes. We have a 15-yard range in the store. So put your hands on it. We'll show you how to operate it, and you can shoot it.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. So turkey season is what everybody's talking about. Get all the stuff you need there at Bader Sports Center. And whatever else it may be, people just love to go out, maybe go through a walk in the woods and stuff like that. You guys got the clothes and stuff like that to keep them comfortable, right?
Right. And we just got in a shipment from Lacrosse Boots for men and women, spring hiking boots. And Lacrosse came out this year with a line of sandals for men and women.
Oh, so really?
A little early for that right now, but
the hardcore people be out there shoveling snow in their sandals. Yeah, so, all right, so all the wear you need at Bader Sports Center, a fourth-generation store, and they're right there on Highway 13 in Phillips, right next to Pick and Save. All right, so what'd you say, 3 weeks away from the turkey hunting
season? April 17th, it starts up.
April 17th. This is a... you know, people who are into it, there's people who are hardcore into it, that they're really, because it is fairly challenging because of the smell and the sight, right? I mean, it's not an easy thing to do, to get.
People think turkey are stupid birds, but they are not.
Yeah, you got to know what you're doing and be a pretty good shot at it, too, because they can move pretty good.
Yeah, you got to get them in close, whether you're using a shotgun or, like some of these guys using a crossbow, you got to get them in...
Yeah.
To where you are.
Yeah, yeah. All right, very good. Anything else we missed, Craig, you wanted to cover?
No, just have people check us out on Facebook and then our new Bader's website. Check that out. We can...
what is the address for that, the Bader's website?
Bader'sStore.com.
Bader's Store, B-A-D-E-R-S, Bader'sStore.com.
Yeah, two S's in the middle, otherwise you'll get redirected to God knows where.
All right. And check them out on Facebook too, Bader's Sports Center, right there on Highway 13 in Phillips. Been doing it for a long time, four generations. Wouldn't you love to just take a day and go back to that first generation and just see what it was like to be in that store that day?
We've got some pictures in the store of the original store. And no, I'm happy with where we are.
Smoke sticks back then, probably shooting at them. I don't know what the technology was four generations ago, but
I don't know.
A little bit different. Maybe a stick of dynamite back then. Who knows?
Long bow and a stick.
All right, Craig. Good to see you.
Good seeing you.
Yeah, Craig at Bader Sports Center in Phillips joining us to talk the outdoors.
Oh, dear. Joel Karnick has been at 98Q Country Morning Show host for 25 years. Congratulations, Modere Nutrition, located on Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Your tasty, healthy alternative to lunch or an afternoon snack.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. It was a wimpy winter, Pete, but still those potholes and stuff may have banged that car around a little bit. You guys got some good promotions to get that car tuned up, right?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we didn't get enough snow to fill those potholes, but we got some great discounts right now. Anything, any service in your car, if it's over $100, you get 15% off. Make sure you call and get that coupon.
All right, as people know, just something as basic as an oil change has gotten kind of pricey, but you guys, $39.95 oil change every day, right?
You can't be. We're the lowest. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change. Plus, you get a 60-point inspection just to make sure if there's anything wrong with your car, we'll make sure we diagnose it and let you know about it.
All right, get your car in, get it ready for summertime. Pete, they can give you a call and set that appointment, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Will Way's just a few miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Birthdays, if you're celebrating here on this 27th day of March. Here are some people that have the privilege of sharing the day with you. Brenda Song, the actress from The Social Network and College Road Trip, is 35 today. Buster Posey, 2010 National League Baseball Rookie of the Year, 2012 MVP. He was pretty good. 37, I don't think he's playing anymore. 12-year career, so Buster Posey, 37. Nathan Fillion, the actor from TV's Castle, The Rookie, Desperate Housewives, 53 today. Mariah Carey, born on Long Island, New York. She became one of the world's best-selling female singers in the 90s. Her self-titled 1990 debut album was certified 5 times platinum. She's got a pretty good singing voice. She's pretty good. And she's only 54 for Mariah Carey today. Elizabeth Mitchell, the actress, is 54. Pauly Porat is 55, the actress from TV's NCIS. Sadie Frost, the English actress from Shopping the Craze, who is the ex-wife of both Jude Law and actor Spandau Ballet. Gary Kemp, 56 for Sadie Frost today. Quentin Tarantino, the actor, one-time video store clerk, became famous for writing and directing Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction. He's 61, Quentin Tarantino. Bart Conner, the Olympic gold-winning gymnast, is 66. And Michael York, British actor, Cabaret, Logan's Run, The Three Musketeers, 82 for Michael York today. And locally, we've got a birthday. We got Emil Foytek, who is celebrating today from your wife, Frances, and your children. So, Emil Foytek, happy birthday to you. You'll be in officially for the cake drawing Friday morning at 8:30, courtesy of the bakery department at Super One. Well, if you haven't heard, our Brewer bus trip is on for Thursday, July 11th. We've already got, I think, a handful of people, I think 5 or so, signed up already. And we're going to take a bus down to AmFam Field / Miller Park for a Brewer game one day. We're going to leave at 7 o'clock in the morning from right here at the radio station. And we're going to get down there about 11:30 or so. Give you a lot of time to peruse the park and kind of take it in before the 1:10 first pitch. And then following the game, hop on the bus, get everybody back on the bus, we hope, come back, make a little stop probably on the way back for a bite to eat at some fast food place or something. That's up to Big G. Big G's hosting the trip this year on Thursday, July 11th. So that's worth the price of admission right there. We will give you the ticket, and they are infield box tickets. I just talked to the Brewer ticket guy yesterday, and they're field level. So you're on the lower field level, first base side. I think it's like 27 rows back or so, and the seat is, it's a nice view. It's a nice view of the field. You're right down there. Krug Tour Bus is providing our bus to get us there and back. The cost is $110 per person for the trip. So if you want to be a part of it, the first 54 people to do that, to come on in and pay for their ticket and the trip, we'll be in. And that's it. We're just going to take one bus, 54 people, on Thursday, July 11th. It's a great way, and it's been a great thing over the years pre-pandemic because it's difficult. It's difficult to make the long trip down, because if you're driving it, it's hard to do it there and back in one day. It's a long day to drive it. So this is nice. You can hop on the bus, take you right up to the, you know, the parking lot there. Parking's included, by the way. You don't have to pay for parking, of course, when you're on the bus. And it's just a nice, fun, relaxing day. If you can find somebody that you can, you know, stand to spend 3-4 hours with on a bus, play a little cribbage, play a little euchre maybe on the bus, have a little fun there. It's been a good day, and we've had some great memories with our Brewer bus trip. If you're interested, give us a call here at 715-762-3221. It's 8:31, twice an hour, news and sports. Let's get to that.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The 6 construction workers missing after the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore are now presumed to have died. The bridge falling apart after being slammed by a cargo ship early Tuesday. The investigation goes on into what caused the crash, but the economic impacts of the bridge collapse are becoming clear.
More than $80 billion in cargo passes through this port every year, and now shipping and logistics companies are scrambling to find other options to move these massive containers. Shipping in and out of the port is suspended indefinitely through vessel traffic. Cruise ships that were supposed to leave from here are now rerouting to Virginia instead.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze in Baltimore. A Texas law that allows the state to arrest and deport possibly migrants suspected of being in the U.S. illegally will remain on hold for now, thanks to a new ruling today by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Only one winning ticket sold for last night's $1 billion Mega Millions jackpot in the state of New Jersey. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump will hold his first Wisconsin rally of the presidential campaign on Tuesday. His campaign says Trump will visit Green Bay on the day of the state's presidential primary election. Wisconsin's a battleground state, and the Marquette poll says only 2% of voters in Wisconsin have not made up their minds. President Biden's campaign co-chairman is in La Crosse and Wausau today talking about boosting the economy with infrastructure projects.
Billions of dollars have been sent down from Joe Biden to the governor and to the mayors and to communities like this that have helped, you know, change people's lives.
Mitch Landrieu spearheaded the president's $1 trillion infrastructure plan. He met with mayors in Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Tuesday, April 2nd from 12 to 5 p.m. at the Park Falls Community Peace Center, there will be a blood drive. Please call 1-800-733-2767 or 715-744-3267 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter Park Falls to schedule an appointment. Again, that is Tuesday, April 2nd from 12 to 5 p.m. at the Park Falls Community Peace Center.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks lose to the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had a 19-point lead in the fourth quarter and managed to lose in double overtime at home to the Los Angeles Lakers, the final 128-124. Damian Lillard, and how the Bucks went from hot to cold.
I mean, I thought we got a lot of good looks. We just missed shots. You know, we missed a lot of shots tonight. And that was pretty much what it came down to. And, you know, they got a lot of talented players. You know, we saw that when we played them in L.A. And when it's going that way, put yourself in a dogfight. That's what we did, and we came. Sure.
College hoops, the Badgers' A.J. Store and UWM Panthers' B.J. Freeman announced their intentions to turn pro and become eligible for the NBA draft. NFL, football fans, and many players not happy about the new kickoff rules and formations approved at the owners' meetings in Orlando. The Packers' Mark Murphy voted against it.
Our issue was that it's such a major change, just felt that it made sense to, you know, have a trial.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
All right. Some other things going on around the area. I got a note from the city that Saturday's egg hunt that was to be held at Hines Park is going to be moved now due to the weather. So due to the sudden weather shift, they're having a last-minute venue change for Saturday's Easter event here in Park Falls. And they're going to move it from Hines Park to the elementary gym and cafeteria commons area at the Shawamigan School. So we just want to make you aware of that. It will be indoors at the Shawamigan School instead of at Hines Park for the Park Falls Big Easter event. If you haven't done so yet, go to CompleteRainGutter.com. Get yourself a quote. Complete Rain Gutter Services. They've had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. CompleteRainGutter.com is a website. Talking a little bit about the kickoff change that the NFL announced, and I was looking at a video of that last night, and I think it's the USFL or one of the other leagues that's tried and failed many times. This has been used before. It's not like it's never been used. So the concept is, for those of you who haven't seen the one-year change to the kickoff, so here's what happens. The kicker will kick from, I believe, the same spot or right around the same spot as only 35-yard line. But everybody else, instead of lining up with the kicker, will line up down the field at about, I think it's like the 30, 35-yard line or something like that. So the kicker is standing, is going to kick where he normally kicks, but instead of having all of his teammates with him, those will be down the field, and they'll be lined up. Across from them will be the defense at about, again, I'm not sure if it's a 30 or 35-yard line. So the kicker will kick the ball. Everyone will stay still. And when the ball hits the ground or is touched by the return team, then the referees will drop their hand, and then like the clock starts, and then they can go. So it's eliminating the sprinting of the players from their own 35, 40-yard line all the way down and trying to eliminate the collision that takes place between them, the defense, and the person carrying the ball. So you will see, most likely you'll see more returns, because if the ball goes through the end zone, I believe they said it's the 40-yard line they get it, so there's going to be a penalty, a fairly severe penalty for kicking the ball through the end zone. So you're not going to see the kickers launching the ball anymore and launching it through the uprights like they've done for many, many years. This is from what I understand anyway. And this is also going to change the role of the kicker. I mean, having a kicker with a big leg that can just boom that ball out of the end zone is fairly significant. Now that part of the game is pretty much, you don't need that anymore. You just need a good field goal kicker. And then you need a strategic kickoff guy, a guy who can, you know, kick the ball up in the air and land it at whatever, the 10-yard line or whatever it may be, and then it'll resume. So the traditionalist Mark Murphy there was talking about, and he's an old football traditionalist, and I get it, but everything points to this being a good thing for football, because they were never going to bring back the sprinting of the players down the field and the collisions. That just wasn't going to happen. Just for insurance reasons for the NFL. Their rates probably went down when they announced they weren't going to do that anymore. Because what is it? Like over 90% of kickoffs aren't returned at all in the NFL. Everything's through the end zone. They just don't want to deal with it. Teams don't want to deal with the injuries. So now they're kind of forced into doing it. And we've now brought special teams back into the mix here. We brought the kickoff return unit back into the mix because, like I said, for the last few years, the kickoff return team, for the most part, has been meaningless because they aren't used at all. So it's a change, and it's kind of tough to see it when you're a traditionalist, but it's a good thing. I definitely see it as a good thing for football. When you're out and about here this morning getting moving, swing on into your Park Falls BP. They're right next to McDonald's. They've got all the fuel for you and for your vehicle and everything you need in there. You'll be surprised what you find in there. Roam around a little bit. All kinds of snacks and all the beverages you need for the weekend at your local Park Falls BP, right next to McDonald's, Highway 13 in Park Falls.
Pluto TV is TV the way it should be, free. With over 300 channels, thousands of movies and TV shows costing zeros of dollars. So if you want to watch shows like Ghosts, The Walking Dead, CSI, Star Trek, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Hit movies like Braveheart, Sonic the Hedgehog, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, or Mean Girls won't cost you a thing because everything is free. All you have to do is download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4-3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
We promised we'd give away some Brewer baseball tickets during Reality Radio, so let's do that. We told you the date, and if you've pondered it and you could use them, Saturday, April 6th, when the Brewers take on the Mariners at 6:10 p.m., we got a couple of pairs of tickets. So if you want a pair, give us a call. That's all it is. The retail on them, I think, is like $50 a ticket or so. They're infield loge right behind home plate, right below where Bob Uecker announces. Give us a call at 715-762-3221. So this will be at AmFam Field a week from Saturday, April 6th, Brewers and Mariners. We've got two pairs. If you can use them, I know it's a trip, but if it works for you, or if you have a family member that can use a pair of tickets for that, give us a call. First come, first serve at 715-762-3221. Weather update brought to you by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer. Of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy with off and on light snow showers today. We won't see much in the way of accumulation, but the wind will be out of the west 15 to 25, and that could create some areas of blowing snow at times, especially in the rural areas. High today, 25. Tonight, light snow ending, clearing after midnight, low of 12. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
We'll take a day off today. We're going to bring you Brewer baseball tomorrow, immediately followed by the Bucks. Tomorrow night, Brewers first pitch at 12:10 tomorrow. And that's right now, the chance of rain is at 90% for New York tomorrow. So not looking real good that that opening day game is going to come off. It just looks kind of be a cloudy, dreary, wet day all day tomorrow in New York. VFW Post 5778 in Phillips is holding an open house event on Friday. It's from 3 to 5 for Vietnam Veteran Appreciation Day. So this will be an informal meet and greet. Everyone's welcome. The public is invited to come on down. There will be beverages available, and there will be complimentary snacks at the VFW. So lots of community notes. We thank everybody for letting us know what's going on with their groups, organization. Peace Lutheran Church has an Easter breakfast going on, and that will be on Easter Sunday morning between services. They have an early service at 6:30, and then they have another service at 9, and between that, you can enjoy an Easter breakfast, which is $10 per person, and children 5 and under are $5. The Easter egg hunt, also with the Peace Center, is on for Saturday. All children ages 12 and under are invited for fun prizes and treats at 1 o'clock on Saturday at the Peace Center at Peace Lutheran Church in Park Falls. All right. And we've got a blood drive coming up next week on Tuesday, Election Day. They'll be doing this at the Park Falls Community Peace Center, 598 2nd Avenue North. That'll be Tuesday from noon to 5. If you want to make an appointment ahead of time, give them a call at 744-3267, 715-744-3267. 3267. Lots of opportunities for you to give blood in the month of April. RedCrossBlood.org has a list of all the area blood drives. I see there's one in Prentice next Wednesday, the 3rd, at the Prentice High School. And that's going on from noon until 6. I see one also down in, those of you down in the Tony area, St. Anthony's DePadua Church in Tony's got one coming up April 8th, and there's a few more later on in the month that we'll talk about a little bit later on. I don't know if you guys have been on our website. Our website is still a little bit of a work in progress. It's getting there. But from state and local news to sports and entertainment and weather, Civic Media's Daily News Roundup podcast can give you what's needed to know in our state and our community from Racine to Hayward and places in between. Not only news stories on our website, but civicmedia.us website has some great podcast stuff on there. And what's great about our Civic Media group is it's all pertaining to the state of Wisconsin, whether it be Milwaukee or Hayward or Superior. There's stories from all over on there. So check that out. It continues to grow, continues to be popular. So check that out on your podcast, Civic Media, and the Civic Media's Daily News Roundup podcast available where you get your podcast. Tonight, the big drawing for the Park Falls American Legion, their 50-50 progressive drawing. And I see the jackpot is at, let's see, this was the 14th. So it's, I think it's approaching or over $4,000, right in that range. I think this is the a week-old notice I have here, but they do it every Wednesday night at 7:30, and they'll be there tonight. Doors open at 6 or even a little bit earlier for you to support the Legion. And all the money raised, of course, you get half the jackpot. They get half. They put it back into their facility and the community. And they support all kinds of local ventures there with your Park Falls American Legion.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Double D's Pub and Pizza, your go-to for specialty pizzas, sandwiches, and tacos every Tuesday. Cheers to Joe Karnick on 25 years on 98Q Country. Join us in downtown beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin for the celebration. Double D's.
Save big money and transform your home with Menards' huge selection of lighting. Find your style with Patriot Lighting and give your home an updated look. Patriot Lighting provides the largest in-stock selection of interior lighting with over 350 lights, so you can find the perfect match for your decor. Hurry in to stroll through our lighting showroom and browse our extensive collection today, or check out all our lighting options on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah. Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Mostly cloudy with off and on light snow showers today. We won't see much in the way of accumulation, but the wind will be out of the west 15 to 25, and that could create some areas of blowing snow at times, especially in the rural areas. High today, 25. Tonight, light snow ending, clearing after midnight, low of 12. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Again, a couple local community notes. The Saturday Easter event here in Park Falls moved from Hines Park to the elementary gym and cafeteria due to the conditions out there and such. So please note that. Also, this is just a couple of great things. Cindy Kohler passes along to me from the library, and this is so awesome. So this Friday, March 29th, guess who's coming to the Park Falls Library? That's right, the Easter Bunny. The Bunny will be available for pictures from 9:30 to 11, and then in the fabulous auditorium, the kids can also enjoy a short story time starting at about 10:15. That's Friday morning. And then Monday, listen to this. There's no school now in Shawamigan on Monday. So they've got the no school Monday, perfect timing here to have some fun at the library. They're going to have, at 11 o'clock Monday morning, they're going to be welcoming in Cliff the Magic Man to the awesome auditorium stage. This is free. There is no charge. It's a fabulous program. Kids, families, adjust your schedule. Tell your boss you got to slip out to lunch early, whatever, and get on down there for Monday, April Fool's Day at 11 o'clock show at the Park Falls Auditorium with Cliff the Magic Man. Some great programs our local libraries are bringing in. So hats off to them. We're going to talk a little bit about Nemeth Implement coming up in the 9 o'clock hour as Reality Radio will continue. Get you a little music up until news time.
I love new country. Why don't you say?
Q Country.
This is perfect. Come kiss me one more time. I couldn't dream this up, even if I tried. You and me in this moment feels like magic, don't it? I'm right where I wanna be. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go, saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Lying next to you in this bed with you, I ain't convinced, 'cause I don't know how, I don't know how heaven could be better than this. I swear you're an angel sent to this world. What did I do? Talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go. Come
in high school.
Country. One of the pair of tickets went out the door for the Brewer game on Saturday, April 6th. We still got a pair left, so if you're interested in going to the Brewers, we'll get you the tickets for free. They're infield loge. They're like $45, $50 tickets. They're really nice seats. They're where we, if you've ever used our tickets in the past, we're always right in that same range, right in that same area. Very nice seats. So if you want it, we got two tickets for Saturday, April 6th. Absolutely free. First come, first serve. Two gone, two remaining. 715-762-3221. We'll get to some news next. More reality radio and some good local info to come in the 9 o'clock hour here at 98Q Country.
Well, we were sitting on a truck bed when it started raining. Just two.
Tell you the rest.